KMJ News Time, 7:49. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined live this morning by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
You've got a story here. It's got good news on two fronts. First of all, I guess creating some new jobs. And then secondly, organic meal kits here in delivery here in the Valley. Huh? What's the story here?
Yeah, there's a Colorado startup called Green Chef that it looks very likely that they're going to be building a distribution center here in Fresno in the next few years. We know that because they recently won a $2.5 million tax credit from the state of California to build the distribution center specifically here in Fresno and to employ eventually about 356 people with an average full-time salary of $30,000. So you're exactly right. That's great news. It's kind of in the stages now where nobody's talking about the deal. Green Chef, I saw a comment from them. They said that they had no comment. Same from city officials, economic development officials. So it's, you know, not set in stone, but that tax credit really is kind of a good incentive for them to eventually follow through on their plans. And I imagine at this point they're just kind of looking for a site. This is a startup. It was founded in 2014, and they have a subscription meal kit. So they'll send you a meal kit every couple weeks or every week, and it focuses exclusively on organic ingredients. So you have to imagine maybe part of the reason why they want to be here is because of, you know, our center part in the state of just all the great stuff that we grow here, including organic. They weren't the only business in the Valley that won tax credits. Altogether, there are about 11 businesses that won tax credits through this California Competes program. And add them all together, they're going to be creating 541 jobs. So I think they give these California Competes tax credits every quarter. And then there's a workshop this Friday in Fresno. If any business owners out there are interested, it's designed to create jobs and to keep jobs here in California. So, if you are a business owner, if you're interested, look up California Competes Tax Credit.
Now, at the other end of the spectrum, Gabe, you talked all that good news. Maybe this is less than good news, certainly for residents of Porterville, huh?
Yeah. The Royalty Carpet Mills plant been operating for more than 30 years in Porterville. All of their people just got laid off a few weeks ago. It's talking about 140 workers. A few weeks ago, they were gathered in a meeting and then just told to get their stuff out by the end of the day.
Wow.
And, yeah, Royalty Carpet operates facilities in Santa Ana and Irvine as well, and those closed suddenly, too. They had about 400 people working down there and $100 million in annual sales, according to the Orange County Business Journal. It looks like there might be a deal to sell the plants down there. We're not sure if the Porterville one is for sale. Probably this is the most shocking thing is how sudden it happened. No one thought coming. Porterville economic development officials understood that things were improving for the business. One upshot is that the workers did get two months of severance pay. But obviously, you know, at the end of that time, it's going to leave people in a tough spot. One worker we spoke to said he's probably going to have to leave town because there aren't many jobs here for people who run textile machines. Tough time for them. You know, I think city officials are working to kind of get them, do as much as they can to help them find new jobs. So we wish them the best of luck.